I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dick Derby. He's one of the organizers of Project Keep Kids Warm. It continues in Western Marquette County tomorrow, and we found out all the details of what's happening with Dick Derby.
Thousands of bags, Shopko bags with the pink fluorescent instruction labels were distributed throughout Ishpeming, Negaunee, West Ishpeming, out as far as Republic and into the National Mine Area last Saturday. And tomorrow, that army of volunteers, high school students and church youth groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, will be going back through those neighborhoods looking for those bags set curbside. Project Keep Kids Warm is all about slightly used or new winter clothing donations for needy families that'll be coming up in October. And so we're really asking everyone, this is the chance for everybody to have their moment to be part of the community effort and make a donation for Project Keep Kids Warm.
And you're looking for clothing for kids basically from the age of, well, just toddlers and newborns to about 18.
Yes.
Indeed. So, and that can be a little bit of everything because when we've talked with you in the past, you know, these clothes, they could be perfectly good. They've been used for perhaps a season, but the kids have outgrown them and you can take those now and give them to somebody else.
And that's exactly the kinds of things that we're looking for. And we're always in need of snow pants and boots. Little boys in particular, we all know about it. We laugh about that all the time. That's one of the hot items. So, from 10 to noon again tomorrow, we'll be going through those neighborhoods looking for the bags. And then we want to take a moment to talk about what's coming next in that project. We always want to emphasize that our work with schools and with the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul identify that there's always a need in the community. There are families who have had some economic stress or some kind of a downturn, and it's difficult to budget for winter clothing, which, as we all know, is an expensive item in a household budget.
And especially for kids because of that turnaround, because they outgrow them and all of a sudden you need something else and it's,
and you need everything.
So that is where it leads into.
October 7th at the Ishpeming Armory, again, out on the West End, from 9 until noon is that free shopping or distribution day. And families can come. There's no requirements, no sign up. Just show up and come with kids and find the things that you need for the winter months ahead.
And again, the pickup is tomorrow. So what is the planned schedule?
10 o'clock. We'll have people coming out of our two sponsoring churches, Wesley United Methodist in Ishpeming and Emmanuel Lutheran in Negaunee, and going through the neighborhoods looking for those bags. So please set them out curbside. We try not to get an early start because we know people like to sleep in. And Walt, one of the things that we talk about each time we do this is what happens if I get missed or if I forgot or somehow the day got away from me. And you can drop those bags off at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming or Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Negaunee anytime that day or during the week coming up.
That's the comments of Dick Derby, one of the key organizers of Project Keep Kids Warm. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.